how-tos for loving God and loving others, how to live out the Great Commandment, time for intimate moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, practical tips for loving those around you.
You see, in all of our lives, there's struggles. Struggles with young people, with children, with family members. Just recently, during one of our times of prayer, we were praying with team members who were struggling with young adults who are still struggling to be adults. Whatever it may be, let's look for the opportunity to get to know people's interests, activities, their celebrations, their struggles. And then, this is what Great Commandment Love is all about. Let's then care.
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving and free downloads, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news. Today, it's the topic we've all been waiting for, discipline. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. And our official topic this week has been children as your nearest disciples. Well, today, we finally get to the word discipline, and just in time. Let's get started. Here is David Ferguson, the co-director of Intimate Life Ministries, along with his eldest daughter and the co-author with him of Parenting with Intimacy, Terry Ferguson Sneed.
Well, TGIF on Great Commandment Radio. If you've been with us all week long, we've been talking about children as your nearest disciples. And on today's program, the program you've been waiting for, we're going to talk about discipline. It's hard to have disciples without discipline. We know that. And yet on today's program, Terry and I, we're going to talk about discipline. Terry, it's a joy to be able to share these programs with you this week and to know that you and I have journeyed together, not only in writing these books, but we've lived these books, you know?
I think so.
Yes, we have, and we continue to leave these books, don't we? Visit us at greatcommandment.net. We've got resources for the week. The Great Commandment Net website will hook you up with good stuff like the Parenting with Intimacy book. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Parents, it'll help you understand the discipline principles we're about to share. There will be an Intimate Family Moments book there. It'll talk to you about how to bring your family together around the dinner table, some family night ideas where you connect as a family. And together, those two resources come with a, what'd you call that thing? World Wide Web Internet site. What's that thing called, Terry? I called it a gizmo early in the week.
That would be the World Wide Web, yes.
Yes, right. We have an online web system server something. I don't know what that called. MP3.
No. Oh, gosh. It would be on the web. Yes. We have a website.
Website. Yeah, website. Okay. That's what it's called. Okay. It's called Great Commandment Life Online.
There we go.
So you'll be able on the net to get on this gizmo, and you can get great family night ideas over the web. You'll get some opportunities for how you can plan family vacations together.
You never know this man had a computer science degree.
I know, but I've outgrown it years ago. That was back when computers were huge and big and ugly. All right, now, on today's program, parents, let's talk about discipline. What do we mean by discipline? I mean, if it's not whacking them, what does discipline mean
Dad,
anyway?
You cannot say that.
I can't say that. I guess I just did.
You cannot say that.
Okay. So parents, what are we going to do if we're going to discipline our kids? First of all, we're going to use something called natural consequences. That just simply means letting children experience consequences which result from their behaviors. That's just kind of natural consequences. And part of what that means is you just need at times, this is hard for some of us, to back off and let nature take its course. Now, what does that mean for, let's say, a preschooler, Terry?
Yeah, that means, Jonathan, you tell him once and then you let it happen. Jonathan, if you keep throwing your backpack full of toys, they're going to break. And our son throws things. And so the other day, the natural consequence was he threw his backpack and one of the toys broke. A natural consequence.
Yeah. So no, parents, here's your options. You can live a stress-filled life saying, Jonathan, don't throw your backpack a jillion times. Or you can just back off and let nature take its course. And somewhere along the way, your mother, my wife, will say, Jonathan will connect the dot.
That's right.
That if I throw backpack, stuff breaks. Somewhere along the way, a child needs to connect the dot. That's called natural consequences. How about a teenager? Would this work for teenagers, Terry?
It would. It would mean things like, oh, if I tell Michael or Brad, if I've guided them, I've shown them how to do this, then I might tell them, you know, that they will need to go down to the station and get their inspection sticker renewed. And I provide them with the funds if that needs to happen. I show them how, and I've equipped them in how to do it. And then I remind them once, and then I back off, letting them know if they drive around with an expired inspection sticker, they may get a ticket.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it happened.
Yes.
And then we say, after it happens, then we say, oh, I regret that that happened for you. I know that's really expensive. I know you were planning for that stereo component, but it looks like it's going to go to a ticket instead.
Hmm. So teenagers connect dots.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
They do.
In fact, I think your mother has used that particular one on me on occasion. You know,
connect the dots, Dave.
Yeah. Honey, if you keep driving as fast as you're driving, you might get a speeding ticket. And you know what? That has happened.
It has.
Yes, it has.
A time or two.
Now, the next discipline method is called logical consequences. Now, what that just means is some of you probably heard of something called time out. In other words, that's where the child does something they're not supposed to do, and we tie it to a certain set of consequences. And these are where our parent is going to intervene in some way, and we're going to tie these two things together. So let's talk about that one for a few moments, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If I have a preschooler, then, and I do, we may have a time out if we are fighting with a sibling. Our preschoolers tend to fight with one another from time to time, and so sometimes they have to have time out in separate places or even in separate rooms until they're able to get along. Let's see, another logical consequence. Let's see, I understand that there's a great logical consequence at a particular elementary school where my nephew goes, and if you throw rocks on the playground, the logical consequence is you get the broom and you sweep the sidewalk free of all of the rocks on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
The logical consequence.
And there's a lot of sidewalks there,
There's a lot of sidewalks and a lot of rocks. It's what you call a deterrent.
Okay, so parents, that's one of your discipline options, logical consequences. There's a third one, and I'll not give the technical term. No, I will too. You probably tell me I can't do this one over the air either. But there's a third discipline method where you kind of ignore or choose not to respond to certain behaviors your children. In other words, when a child says, you know, a bad word, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the ways you discipline is to ignore them or choose not to respond. Now, the real technical term for that is called extinction.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean you extinguish the child. All right. That means if you don't make a big deal of it, it might go away.
Right.
Sometimes that's helpful to kids, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah. There's just some kids have a particular bent in this direction, and then at some ages, it tends to do this. That sort of shock value is what the behavior is all about. And so if it's about shock value, then kind of not being shocked will sometimes shut down the behavior.
Yeah. In fact, he's not here right now, but your little brother was good at that one sometimes.
He was.
You know, it was kind of, you could see him walk in the kitchen, his little brain's going, you could almost hear him thinking like, here he is with a bunch of his friends, and he'll say, you know, watch me say this and see what mom does. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it was like he tended to do things for shock value. He would say things for shock value, you know. Mm-hmm. And the best method sometimes to discipline that is just to ignore it, and it really will kind of go away. Because a lot of times kids are trying to do things or say things just to get your reaction. Mm-hmm. So, parents, you got to get free of reacting, and maybe that'll go away. That's another discipline method. And then there may be rare occasions where sometimes we talk about in our work that spanking might be an appropriate response for some age children. Is that right, Terry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to say that spanking is really a consequence for defiance and issues of personal safety. You know, that when I have clearly established a rule and a guideline and clearly communicated that rule and a child crosses it, and or if a child, their safety is involved. And then you know, older than 8 or 9, spanking, we say, is really just not an appropriate consequence. That one needs to stop by that age.
So there's a number of discipline methods that you might begin to think about as we talk about discipling our children. Because along the way, we all need those boundaries. We all need those sense of consequences. And yet, there's several we've got an option to choose from. Hopefully, those will be helpful with you. And in the brief teaching segment we're going to have, we're going to touch again on how important it is to lay the foundation of your children as your dearest disciples, such that when you do discipline, they already know why you're disciplining them. And you are disciplining them because you love them. Did you hear that? They already know why you're disciplining them. It's because you care, because you love them. Back after this.
David and Terry back with us later on this Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio. Coming up next, a sneak peek inside Parenting with Intimacy. You can order your own copy of Parenting with Intimacy at greatcommandment.net. That's Parenting with Intimacy. It also can be ordered with a DVD or audio CD version alongside, if that helps you. Greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. And this week we've been telling you about Intimate Family Moments. Now, this is a resource designed by Terry to help those of us who want to spend time with our kids, who want to experience the Lord with our kids, but don't know how to do it. Intimate Family Moments will give you night after night, day after day how-tos, things you can actually do in your home besides watch TV together. So go to greatcommandment.net. If you order Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments together, we'll throw in, to thank you for supporting us and this station, a free 1-year subscription to our Great Commandment online community. Find out more. And you'll find out about our Great Commandment network of churches and other resources and more training and workshops at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. We'll continue right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How to love God and love others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder to look for those who may be struggling.
Let's get to know the struggles. All of us walk through some of the valleys of life. We just took time this week to pray with a very important part of our team who recently lost his wife to cancer. That's been part of the struggle of his life for a number of months. He isn't his 10-year-old daughter need the ministry of Christ's love to their lives. People are in struggles.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving and free downloads, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. It is Friday. We've all got a lot to do, so let's get right back to it. Here is Dr. David Ferguson to give you a sample of parenting with intimacy. We're going to take you into a workshop right now. At the end of the segment, I'll give you information on how you can order the book Parenting with Intimacy. Here's David.
Imagine a child beginning to encounter from the earliest years on the unconditional love and an acceptance, a comfort and encouragement from you as God ministers it through you. And that child growing up basically questioning within inside themselves and maybe even one day asking, where do you get all the comfort you give me? How are you able to accept me when I'm being so unacceptable? And our answer is basically an opportunity to give an account of the hope that is within us. To be able to share with that child how they too can come to know in a personal way the God who is love, the God who is a God of comfort. You see, one of our most beautiful roles as a parent is to introduce the child into the dimensions of grace that we have partaken of in order that they might, as they grow up, inquire on their own in a very personal way about their intimate relationship with the Christ who has blessed us with His grace. You see, one of the most insightful biblical testimonies of this environment of freedom, I think, took place on the first day of Christ's ministry. Think about this scene. Jesus goes down to the River Jordan to be baptized. You remember? And when the Bible says He comes up out of the water, the heavens opened up, the Spirit of God descends, and He hears a voice. You remember what that voice said? "This is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Let's focus on that for just a minute. You know, I'm convinced that wasn't said for the crowd. That was a heavenly Father affirming His Son. Using some of the words we've talked about so far in our series, this was a Father being with His Son. Secondly, He's giving to His Son. "You are My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." I'm convinced that there will be other occasions where the Father will speak of His Son for others. On the Mount of Transfiguration, we'll hear the words, "This is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Listen to Him." That one was said for Peter, James, and John, but not this one. This one is a Father affirming His Son, meeting, if you will, that sense of needed affirmation and approval. I'm convinced that as the Lord Jesus from here goes in the wilderness to be tempted by the evil one, coming out of the temptation in the power of the Spirit, that there will be times and days over the next 3.5 years of His ministry when He's rejected by many, when He's misunderstood by His disciples, that there will be in His own heart a stirring of a memory on the first day when He heard His Father utters those words, "You are My beloved Son." Did you ever stop to think that this is on the first day of His ministry? In other words, He hadn't performed a miracle yet. He hadn't preached a sermon. This first day. It's almost like first day on a job. There's a sense in which He hasn't done anything yet in His ministry. It's his first day. This is the power of being the beloved of God. Now, that's what our homes need to be, an environment in which our children, you see, our children are being oftentimes sent out there into the world, and they're exposed to all kinds of things in the world. Our homes need to be a place of refuge, where when they enter into these walls, there's that sense of, I am the beloved here. Okay, I may be misunderstood and criticized, let down, disappointed out there, but inside these walls, I'm the beloved here. That's a part of this kind of environment that is very much needed in our homes.
Dr. David Ferguson from Parenting with Intimacy, a resource that also includes Dr. Paul Warren, a behavioral pediatrician, Terry Sneed, you've heard her all week, and many, many others, very practical how-tos, and lots of information for single parents and blended families. Parenting with Intimacy. You can order the book at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. And this week, a special offer. If you also order Intimate Family Moments, how-tos for spending time together and actually bringing the Lord into the mix and laughing at the same time in your family with your kids, if you order Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments, we'll throw in a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. Our online, and this is the true word, community. So, go to greatcommandment.net for all the details. Greatcommandment.net. Don't forget today's free download also. Thanks. Greatcommandment.net. Final thoughts with Terry and David right after this. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a challenge to look for celebrations.
Maybe someone's celebrating that new job or that recent wedding or the birth of that new grandchild. You've got celebrations going on. People that you pass in the halls at work or in the foyer at church, you've got celebrations going on. Let's look for opportunity to just pause long enough to get beyond the, hi, how are you, what do you think of that sermon, or the chit-chat of life, and let's celebrate together.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the next 24 hours, celebrate. And for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend Workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Thanks again for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. It's been a great week, and Terry, it's been a real joy to have you and with me this week, and to be able to share some of the things we've written about in our Parenting with Intimacy materials, but also to just kind of relive a little bit of them with you, my sweet daughter.
Oh, thank you, Dad. It's good to be here.
Yeah. And I hope you as listeners have just kind of reflected with us on the challenge it is, the calling we have to see our children as our nearest disciples. I want to encourage you to, again, visit our website at greatcommandment.net. We've got some downloads there that will help you this week. They're all free. We've got some resources there that will help you. And particularly as we go into the weekend, one of the burdens and visions that we have here in our ministry, Terry, as you would know, is to really challenge folks to think about how are we, through our churches, building families as a heritage unto the Lord. Mm. You know, we sometimes say here that as radical as this is, the church, the youth ministry, the children's ministry are not the primary disciplers of our children. Mm-hmm. It's us. It be we. The parents, we're the ones. And so maybe this Lord's Day, would you look for some opportunities maybe to just invest in the families that God has blessed you with? As you worship together, as you have opportunity on the drives back and forth from church to just engage one another in the connectedness of how we share a common faith, how we relate to the same person, Jesus, how we celebrate our journey together with Him, the blessings that are countless that have come to us and our family. Engage your family in the wonder that it is God who has created family. It's God who has pronounced these children as gifts from the Lord. Final thoughts you've got, Terry, for the week?
Sure. I would just encourage parents to take this opportunity this weekend to have fun as a family, to do something that together that everybody enjoys, talk about it, make a plan, and then go have fun together. And then as you come together that this evening during the weekend, that you would maybe even spend some time sharing with one another, how could I love you better this week? How could I just show you how special you are in a real meaningful way this week? Just get some responses for one another and then begin giving to one another in those ways.
Mm, great home for the week. How could I better love you? Great Commandment Radio, where life and the Word come together. Hopefully that'll happen for you. Thanks for joining us again this week on Great Commandment Radio. Bless you. Hope to see you next week.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Snead. All week you've been probably saying, I need to order that book, Parenting with Intimacy. I need to order that book. All right, folks, time's running out. Your last shot, Parenting with Intimacy. You can find out more and order it for yourself by visiting our website. Now, first of all, visit our website for the free stuff. All right, let's be honest. Go for the free stuff, like today's free download. And then while you're there, order your own copy of Parenting with Intimacy. And this week, if you also order the companion book, Intimate Family Moments, developed by Terry to give those of us who want to do stuff with our kids, we just don't know what to do, something to do, specific instructions, Intimate Family Moments and Parenting with Intimacy, order them together, and you can become a member of our Great Commandment online community for a year, absolutely free. And don't forget the free stuff. And don't forget our Great Commandment network of churches and other resources and training opportunities for you and others. It's all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll free. Love to talk to you. 1-800-881-8008. We can even help you find a Christian counselor in your area so you can call confidentially. 1-800-881-8008 or greatcommandment.net. Got to say goodbye. For David and Teresa Ferguson, Terry Sneed, all of us at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.